the Great Schism, however you want to pronounce it, usually taken 1378 to 1417, is one of the most dramatic splits in the medieval church. We started with two popes, moved to three, and then we have a tale of two more from 1417, or a tale of another duplication from 1417 to 1429, which is usually ignored but is still part of the problem. We've got a major crisis over church structures, an intellectual crisis, a political crisis, and all the rest, with long-term repercussions. Here I have to assume that there is a basic narrative obtained from other sources, and there are plenty of them. But we have an Avignon papacy, which starts under Clement V as Pope in 1305, and the papacy there is settled for most of the 14th century. Though Gregory is the second of those Avignon popes to attempt to return, he goes back to Italy in 1376, has second thoughts, but then dies before he can get away, which sets the basic scene for the crisis. Gregory dies 27th of March 1378 in Rome. So the conclave to elect his successor takes place there on the 8th of April. It's riotous. There are factional divisions among the cardinals, some of whom, though, are still back in Avignon, so are excluded from the process. We have a chaotic election which produces Urban VI as Pope. Not a cardinal, but a bureaucrat, so to some extent an outsider, but still at the heart of the church because of his official activities. That election is peacefully confirmed by the cardinals and notified to Europe. The trouble with Urban is that as a former bureaucrat who knows all the theory, he insists on being fully Pope in his interpretation of the theory, and also eventually goes completely mad, as far as we can see. He upsets the cardinals, who then withdraw from him. They deny the election, and on the 20th of September, elect Cardinal Robert of Geneva, one of their own number, as Pope, as Clement VII. He is a kinsman of the King of France, and that in itself is an ominous choice for the future. So from September 1378, we have two popes. A schism, a division. This, although there have been earlier divisions, is itself a novelty in the particular type of division it is. Previous splits, previous schisms, had reflected faction within the College of Cardinals, two different parties, or an emperor appointing a pope. But here we have the same cardinals changing their minds, saying, oops, we made a mistake, we didn't want him, let's have somebody else. So trying to deny the previous election. And that presents an immediate problem for the rest of the church, for Europe as a whole. Do you accept or reject their point of view? If you accept it, then you must also reject Urban VI in order to accept Clement VII, because by then most places had already decided, or rather already accepted Urban as Pope.